Genesis 37, 5 to 7. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, "Hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamed. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf." And his brethren said unto him, "Shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us?" And they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Moving from where you are to where you are meant to be, the Joseph experience. This Joseph story is a story that is well known to everyone in scripture. I'm going to start by who is Joseph? Who was Joseph? First, Joseph was the man who saw the future before it arrived. He was the man who dreamt in yesterday the reality of tomorrow. He saw the future before he arrived. Joseph experienced every stage of the development of a vision. That is, he moved from vision to incubation, to preparation, to opposition and manifestation. Again, Joseph was the man who saw tomorrow before it arrived. He was the man who dreamt in yesterday the reality of tomorrow. Joseph was the man who passed through every stage of the development of a vision. And what are the stages? First, vision. Next, incubation. That is the time of brooding over the vision. Next, preparation. That is the time to get set for the manifestation of the vision. Next, opposition. So it is vision, then incubation, then preparation, then opposition. Every vision that will make any meaning will be opposed. Then manifestation. He passed through all the stages. That was Joseph. He was the man who saw the future before he arrived. Who was Joseph? Number two, Joseph was the man who was different. Who was positively different from his brethren. Different in every way from his brethren. Positively different. Scripture said in Genesis chapter 37 verse 2 that Joseph was the one who always brought the evil report of his brethren to his father. Which means his brethren were perpetually in evil. And he stood out. He was different. He was a man who was positively different in every way from his brethren. Who was Joseph? Third, Joseph was the man who carried the mantle of his physical and spiritual father. He carried the mantle. He carried the mantle. If you are talking about the Abrahamic lineal blessing, it left Abraham to Isaac and from Isaac to Jacob. And if you are talking about the sons of Jacob, then it landed on Joseph. That was symbolized in Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 3, when his father gave him a physical cloth, a mantle. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. That was to symbolize and signify and typify the colorful destiny Joseph was going to have. There are people here this morning, a mantle will come upon you this morning. You know, we prayed about it in the early Will I Seek This session, where we talked about the mantles and the graces and the gift things that are necessary for the next level. There are people here in this session, I saw it and I'm prophesying and decreeing that a mantle will be coming upon you in this segment, in this session, that will be relevant for your destiny and relevant for your future. If you are a believer, you will say the loudest, amen. Let's go on. He was the man who carried the mantle of his physical and spiritual father. He's one person. Jacob was both his physical and his spiritual father. Number four, Joseph was the man of sworn integrity and character. Sworn integrity and character. In Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, he was talking to Potiphar's wife and he said, "There is none greater in this house than I. Neither has he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" How can sworn integrity. In Genesis chapter 42 and in verse 18, Joseph said unto them the third day, "Do this and live, because me, Joseph, I fear God. He will not touch corruption, he will not taste corruption. That was Joseph. Who was Joseph? Number five, Joseph was the man who carried the tangible presence of God, the tangible substantial presence of God in his day and in his generation. In Genesis chapter 9 and in verse 2, Genesis chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible said, "But the Lord was with Joseph." Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, "And the Lord was with Joseph." The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. The Lord was with Joseph. In verse 21, the Bible also speaking said, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison." Listen to this. When you see a man who saw the future before it arrived, and the man who was different positively from his brethren who were evil, and the man who carried the mantle of his father, and the man who had sworn integrity and character, and the man who carried the tangible presence of God, you will automatically assume that this man had a smooth ride through life. You will automatically assume that everything worked out for this man on the spot. There are people who have erroneously assumed that I have the presence of God, I have this or that, and so everything is all right. But I can tell you, the very things that are the positives of your life will attract negatives. The very things that are the positives of your life will attract negatives from the enemy. The very things that are the assets of your life will attract enemy hostility. So let us look at the challenges of Joseph. Now, he was different from Jacob because Jacob had character problem. This one has zero character problem. Zero character problem. Yet, what was he? Number one, he was a victim of human hatred and conspiracy. The battles of the challenges of Joseph. He was the victim of human hatred and conspiracy. And if you have any destiny that is substantial, it is going to attract hatred. It's going to attract conspiracy. You see, in Genesis chapter 37 and in verse 8, the Bible said his brethren hated him. Because they said, "Who do you think you are? What are you thinking? Do you think you are going to rule over us?" And they hated him the more for his dreams. Listen to me. The greatest challenges of the vision that God will give you will not come from outsiders. The greatest challenge of the call of God, of the vision and the mantle and the purpose you represent may come from people who are close like cloth. Am I communicating? Who was the one that fought the vision of Joseph the most? His brethren, his very brethren. Who was the one that fought David's attempt to pull down Goliath? His brother. They rejected, they fought him. Who was the one that sold Jesus Christ to the Pharisee? His treasurer, the one he trusted enough to give money to hold. Don't be surprised if people that are close to you work against your purpose. You should only be surprised if they don't. That is a rare, unusual favor. That is a rare, unusual favor. But I speak to somebody here today. Every hatred and conspiracy against your life is rendered null and void. Is rendered null and void. For as much as they could not succeed against Joseph and could not succeed against David, they have failed against your life. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat. In the journey of our life and ministry, we have seen things from the scratch till date. Our father saw things from the scratch till date. Somebody who is related to me in blood, 36 or so years ago, he said, look at you, you carry Bible, what have you become now? What are you becoming? That is family, that is blood related. Being on fire for God pained him. But that same guy is alive today. And he has seen what the Bible has profited. He too profited from the prophet. Because I have assisted him from the prophet of heaven. Did Joseph experience hatred and conspiracy? Secondly, he was a victim of false accusation. He was a victim of false accusation. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 13, all the way to verse 20, we saw the drama between Joseph. The drama between Joseph and Potiphar's wife. She had an evidence that was true, but the story was wrong. How do you defend yourself in such a case? Don't kill yourself if you are falsely accused. Let the judge of the universe vindicate you. Don't kill yourself if you are on the stand of right and they say you are evil. Let God judge. And when God judges, he judges righteously. He was a victim of false accusation. Thirdly, he was a victim of what I call stolen identity and slavery. The enemy violently stole his identity. What do I mean by that? When you were freely born and one day you changed to become a slave, your identity changed overnight. His identity was forcefully snatched from him. He was not the son of slaves. He did not do anything that warranted slavery. But they imposed upon him an identity that was not his and gave him an identity that was wrong. There may be people here today living with an identity in the realm of the spirit that is not your own. Whereas the enemy imposed on you an identity that is wrong. Say that again.
You might be here today. The identity that is yours was taken from you, and the one that is not yours was imposed on you. There seems to be an exchange of identity. I prophesy today, before this session is over, there shall be a reversal. That amen can be better than that. That amen can be better than that. Whatever is yours, hear this, whatever is yours that the devil took from you by force, today by the mantle with which I preach, what is yours that was taken from you by force shall be returned back to you today. And here is the other side of it. What is not yours that the enemy is trying to impose on you? That the enemy is trying to impose on you. In the name of Jesus, today it is deleted. It is deleted. It is deleted. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say, I refuse to be who I am not. Say, I refuse to be who I am not. Say, I refuse to carry an identity that is not mine. And say after me, say, today I demand the identity that is mine. I demand it now. You don't know what it means to have the identity of a slave. In most villages in Africa, you have this group of people, they say they are caste people, right? Oh, their fathers are the sons of slaves. If you see them, there is a way they move. It just ruins their mind. Just destroy. I mean, the timidity of it. Rights are restricted. You are not. You can't talk freely. You might be a first class brain, but you move about like chicken. And if you are like that from a physical family, I am here to announce to you, your liberation has come today, in the name that is above every name. The stones the builders reject always become the head of the corner. Do you know what happened somewhere in the part of the country? The people they called slaves began to succeed more than the people who owned the land. They succeeded until they drove the people who claimed to own the land, they drove them out of town. It was very terrible, brutal. They drove them out of town. You say, we are slaves, we have more money than you, move out of town. That challenge is still there. In that place, push them out. There is a way God is attracted to the rejected. But today, let me say it again for the umpteenth time. Every identity that is not yours, that the devil is forcing you to have in life, in ministry, in destiny, today it is deleted. And everything that is the correct identity for you, who you belong, who you are, and who you are meant to be, that the devil snatched from you, today I announce it is released. It is released. You remember the Haman Mordecai situation? Two people planned to kill the king. Haman was the gate man. Haman discovered the plot and reported it. Mordecai was the gate man. Mordecai sat at the king's gate and discovered the plot to kill the king. He reported the plot to the king, and the king sent and executed the people who wanted to kill him. That was Esther chapter 2, the last two verses. Chapter 3, instead of us hearing that now Mordecai has been promoted, the next thing we heard is, after these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman? After
After which things, after you saved my life, after you delivered me, after you exposed a coup d'etat and the killers were executed, then my enemy was promoted. It was a stolen reward, stolen reward, stolen reward, stolen favor, stolen deal reward. That was why from that day, Haman began to move like a demigod. And then he said everybody should bow. And Mordecai said, me, number one, I am a seed of a Jew. We don't bow for people. Number two, you manipulated the king and took my reward. And I should bow for you. I rather die than bow for you. The battle line was drawn. Rest of it is history. When the situation came to a head, the king said, open the books of record. And the record was open. What is happening here? What is happening here? Somebody saved my life. What is his name? Mordecai. What favor and honor has been done to this man that saved me? They said nothing. Who did I promote when this man delivered my life? Haman. Was I sleeping? Did they charm me? Who is in the backyard there? Haman, come. If I want to honor somebody, what should I do? He thought to himself, who would the king want to honor but myself? Bring the second presidential jet, all right, the second chariot of the king, and let that man ride in it, and let it be published throughout the town. He said, do that to Mordecai, whose reward you took. Reverse it. You are going to be walking on the foot, and he's going to be riding as a prince. The man almost died. That is what is about to happen this morning. Every spell, every enchantment, every charm they did anywhere to divert what was coming to you, it is broken now. It is broken now. Again, every identity that is yours, that is being denied you, is returned back to you. Every identity that is not yours, that the devil is forcing on you, that identity is deleted now. Help out there. Somebody say after me, say, I collect it back. Say, today there shall be supernatural reversals. That was a message title I preached some years ago on this matter. Say, there shall be supernatural reversals. There shall be supernatural reversals. I shall get what is mine, and the enemy shall get back what is his. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. You are watching online, wherever you are watching, something is happening to you right now. Something is happening. He was a victim of stolen identity and slavery. It was forced upon him. We saw that in Genesis 37 and in verse 28. Come, let us sell him into slavery. Here cometh the dreamer. And they drew him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites. And then in Genesis 39 verse 1, Potiphar bought him. Potiphar bought him. Potiphar bought him. A human being, free-blooded genius. Joseph the genius that could prescribe how to keep food fresh for 14 years without refrigeration. That genius was being sold like property. Shakoba, there are people here today, you are too loaded to be messed up like this. You are too loaded to be wasted by the devil. I announce, I prophesy, the mess the devil is doing with your life is ending in this season. Is ending in this season. The mess the devil is doing with your children is ending in this season. Is ending in this season. Shout the loudest, amen. Kasha, likekeke bagadagala, lapite ke vite ke zike tekida, shashadala.
That mess is ending right now. A genius being sold as property. A mega generational pastor struggling with where two or three are gathered. A multi-billionaire looking for house rent.
You have the potential of a multi-billionaire and yet you are looking for money to pay your house rent. That devil is a bastard. That mess up, the devil is messing up with your life, is ending this morning. I wish somebody can blast in tongues for just 1 minute and receive Lita Shabada. That mess up by the devil is ending right now. Is ending right now. Is ending right now. Loparahadi. Leketeki bagada. Sarada bayadada. Leperediados. 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 Sarada bayada. Leperede kezinana. Leperede kezinana. Leperede kezinana. Leperede kezinana. Leperede kezinana. Shatele pirido gadaya. Shatele pirido gadaya. Shatele pirido gadaya. Zurabaga yakalala. La kereti kazadada. Hey! Hey! La ya 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 ya. La ya 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 ya. La teferete sidada. Aita sominana. Aita sominana. Aita sominana. Le perino cosara la la. Le perete siro. Le perete setela. La parata sata. La parata sata. Shata la ya ya ya. Zida la ya ya ya. Le parata sata la. Date cosaga da da da. In the name of Jesus. Today is marking the end of it. See, many of us, if you are who God wants you to be, that is everything He wants you to be, you will be a generational frontliner. You will realize that the destinies of many people are tied to your destiny. Joseph was in the prison while a whole nation's destiny was tied to his wisdom. Moses was in the wilderness while a whole nation was waiting for him to show up so they can be delivered. There are people here, until you show up, some people will go down. That is why you must show up for your family to come up. That is why you must show up for your nation to come up, for your community to come up, for your generation to come up. Somebody shout, yes! Take your seat. Number four, he was a victim of wrongful imprisonment. Trumped up charges, wrongfully imprisoned, mistaken identity. Some of you are suffering for what you know nothing about. The devil accused you falsely and detained you wrongly. Today is the end of it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant, by the authority of the righteous judge, you are coming out today. The Bible says a curse costless shall not hold. A curse without a well-defined curse shall not land, shall not rest. Anyone suffering here because somebody said something or they did something against your life that you know nothing about, today it is broken. I said it is broken. We saw that imprisonment. Take your seat in Genesis 39, verse 20, and then verse 21. Finally, which was very, very critical, Joseph was the victim of delayed
manifestation. How long will it take, Lord? You told me that I will be a controller of people, a controller of destinies. How long? How long? This is already 13 years. In fact, it's close to 20 years since you started showing me these dreams. He was sold into slavery at age 17. He stood before Pharaoh at age 30. That is 13 years already. And if he was dreaming dreams from age 10, then it took almost 20 years. Beloved, don't give up because it is tarrying. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Even though it tarry, wait for it. It took Noah 100 years to see the promise of God for the rain to fall. It took Abraham 25 years. It took Moses 40 solid years. How long has it taken you? And the devil is saying you should give up on God. It's never too late with God. You can give birth to your twins at the age of 50. You can give birth to your triplets at the age of 60. Shaya ya 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 ya. Leke paga daga la tefere tekes jorata kita le peretasa jarata kalaba. The reason why time bothers us is because we live in time. The reason why God is not bothered about time is because he's in eternity. In a time eliminated zone. He doesn't walk by our clock. If he fulfills all things according to the counsel of his purpose. His purpose is his counselor. His chief advisor is his purpose. He doesn't receive advice from man. He receives advice from his purpose. He consults his purpose to deliver his products. Is God speaking to somebody here? Joseph experienced delay. But here today, I am anointed to announce that somebody's season of waiting is over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. That is why you are here now. The delay is over. Give me 5-10 minutes and then we shall pray. What do you do if you are in the situation of Joseph? What did Joseph do to end his situation? Number one, focus on the vision. Focus on the vision. Just keep the vision in view. This is what I saw. This is what God said. This is what I feel. God is not a man to lie. Number two, absolute faith in God. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Absolute faith in the realization ability of the vision. This vision is realizable, or the realizability of the vision. Absolute faith. God is not a man to lie, too faithful to fail. Number three, focus on the vision, absolute faith in God, maintenance of integrity. No organization of alternatives. Potiphar's wife's arrangement, I am not interested. How many of you know that if Joseph had messed up with Potiphar's wife, it is possible for Potiphar's wife to talk to Potiphar favorably about Joseph, his her boyfriend. And so Joseph will have some favor. But the highest he will ever go is whatever Potiphar can offer. Iniquity is a limitation of destiny. The highest he will ever go is whatever Potiphar can. He will be in the terrain of Potiphar. He will be in the periphery. That is, if the woman spoke to the husband, "Oh, this is a fine boy." But Joseph came to the point where Potiphar was under him, including the Potiphar's wife. Don't organize alternatives. Don't give yourself a man if you are waiting for a husband from God. Abraham organized alternatives, and that became the problem of the world till today. Don't bend the rules in order to get the contract. Sign agreement and let's agree on these terms, then you can get the job. No. Let God give it to you neat. Let God give it to you clean. Maintain integrity. Absolute maintenance of integrity. Number four, release the past. Focus on the vision. Maintain absolute faith in God. Maintain integrity. Release the past. If you are going to enter the future, you must let go the past. If you hold on to what your brothers did to you, as Joseph's brethren did to him, you will forfeit your future. The devil wants to use bitterness to deny you of your tomorrow. I'm talking to somebody now. That man who said he was going to marry you and change his mind, don't kill yourself because of him. Maybe you are too good for him. Just let him go. That job that lost you, you didn't lose the job. Job lost you. You are too good for the job. Just release the past. Because your worst days are behind and your best days are ahead. You can only hold on to the past if you are convinced that the better things are behind you. I've seen people who have offended me, injured me, castigated me in time past. And I see them today and I can't remember what they did. At times, deliberately. At times, I can't remember genuinely. One day we were talking and somebody's name came up and my wife said, and the way I was talking, my wife said, "Do you remember what this person said or did?" I said, "What was it? I can't remember." I said, "Wow, God bless your good mind. May you not remember." It is better for you. It's better for you like that. One day we finish a meeting like this, and one of our pastors told me, "Say, people are bad. Though. See, you just finished preaching to all of us, and somebody, one of the pastors who just left here, is talking about you, talking against you. Who just listened to your message now, jotted notes. Till tomorrow, I didn't say, who is he? I didn't say, what did he say? I deliberately didn't say because I didn't want to corrupt my mind. I didn't want to annoy myself. Supposing the person who talked is somebody I didn't expect to say such a thing, then I would be so injured. Then how do I behave when I see him coming? Then my mood will change towards him." So I said, "It is well." So I changed the topic. "So when are you going back?" Now the same person who brought that report is not here now. If you urinate, if you messed up your dress, can you go out in public? I mean, the same person who wanted to poison my mind against somebody is not here now. He may become the friend of that other person now. at your neighbor, say there is something to release today.
I am talking to somebody.
So you see, there are people who have been praying to God, asking God to change their life. And God said, I should tell you, there is just one thing you need to do. Release the man.
Release your father. Release your mother. Release your stepfather. Release your former pastor. Release the boss who gave you query without doing nothing. Release your brother, your sibling. Release the man who didn't marry you. God is talking to somebody. He said, this is just one thing. If you do this one thing, you will be shocked.
I'm holding this person now. For one reason or the other, I'm holding him. I want to move forward. But he is there where he is. I want to go forward. But I'm holding him. 1 year, I'm still there. 2 years. 3 years. 4 years. I am holding him, but he's not traveling with me. He is not moving, but I want to move. The easiest way for me to move is to leave him. That's the easiest way for me to move is to let go. But for as long as my hand is here, my destiny is in stasis. In status quo. Stationary position. I have fasted. I have prayed. I have sown seeds. I have given gifts. I have gone out on evangelism. I have done a lot of worship. They have laid hands and anointed me and dropped me in a drum of oil. But I'm holding somebody here. On your mask, they said, go. And the man said, where are you going? Can you see that he's not moving? And you can see he's a very short man. He's not ready to move. It is only when you release the offender that you release your destiny. His release is your release. I am dwelling on this point because Joseph told his brethren, you meant it for evil, but God is meaning it for good. I won't hold it against you. After their father died, they came to him. Was that Genesis chapter 50 from verse 20, 21, 23? And he said, I forgive you sins. I forgive you sins. Yes, what they did pained you, but release them. They did worse to Jesus Christ. They were healing him one time, then they were nailing him another time. He said, Father, forgive them. They are not aware of what they are doing. Father, please don't hold it against them. When Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us of all the evil which we did unto him. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph saying, your father did command before. They were lying again. You know they are liars. Your father command us saying that unto Joseph, forgive, I pray you, the trespass of your brethren and their sin. The father didn't say anything like that. For they did unto you evil. And now we beg you, forgive the trespass of your servants, the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we are your servants. And Joseph said, calm down. Don't fear. Am I in the place of God? As for you, your heart was wicked. You meant evil against you, but God meant it for good. To bring to pass as it is this day, to save people alive, including your own lives. You hated me so I can come and help you to live. Therefore, fear not. I will nourish you. I will nourish your little ones. I will comfort them. And he spake kindly. If it is Nigeria today, ele, they will pursue you, finish with you, pursue your children. Finish the children, pursue the grandchildren, see God punish you. Is it not your forefather that wanted to kill me? Who pass now? Who I pass on? Even in the church. Joseph had every right, but he said, no, calm down. You know, big people are too big to play with small things. Little issues, they don't tamper with little. I am too big to be talking of what you did against me 30 years ago. Calm down.
Is God speaking to somebody here?
I am sure that for somebody, this is the main reason why you came to this conference. Release the past. Number 5, plant seeds of goodness. I'll be through in 3 minutes. Plant seeds of goodness. Seeds of goodness. Seeds. As much as it lieth within your power, do good to all men.
While you are waiting for God to help you become who you are meant to become, interpret the dream of the butler. Interpret the dream of the baker. Just assist somebody become what they need to become. Do all the best you can.
Plant seeds of goodness. Number 7. Leave. 6, right? Leave prepared and ready for the future. Just leave prepared and ready for the future. That was number 6. Live prepared.
Joseph was prepared for every opportunity that will come his way. Genesis chapter 41 verse 14. He kept prison cloth permanently. Kept palace cloth permanently available.
Number 7. Exist as a solution provider.
While you have conspiracies against you, while the vision is delaying to come, offer as much solution as you can. Friends, loved ones, your place of work, wherever you find yourself.
Inside your solution provision is your problem dissolution. You didn't hear what I just said.
Your solution provision is your problem's dissolution.
Is it too much of English?
While you are providing solution, you are dissolving your problems, your own problem. Inside your solution provision is your problem's dissolution. It was why Joseph provided solution for the butler and the baker, that the door out of prison was open for him.
Finally, exist as an extra miler. And I'll still talk about this evening. Exist as an extra miler. Always go the extra mile.
Average people do normal things. Extraordinary people do extra things. Average people do normal things. Extraordinary people do extra things.
If you do what everybody does, you end like everybody ends. Did you hear what I just said?
Just check your schedule. Check your life. Exist like the normal pastor, and you will end like the normal pastor. But drive your life extra, and you will see extra results.
I'm sorry to say this, but sit down. I can't tell you when I slept last night and when I woke up this morning. Okay? Because I have so many messages to preach. All the messages that our people are preaching, I could preach all of them. And we discussed with each other. This is we have a schedule, we have a syllabus for this program. So everybody is allocated his own lecture with a title. Just skeletal guide. Are you following what I'm saying now? Now, but you will, to catch me blink in church, it's better I step out of the service. How? That word was spoiled. That is, you are a pastor, and preaching is going on, you are dozing. No wonder some people's ministries are dozing. It's sleepy. you are preaching and the members are sleeping, how will you feel? Normal people can sleep in church. Oh yeah. Extra normal people can't. I mean, they whatever it will take. You know, in the military, they say you can sleep with your eyes open. I don't know whether it's a witchcraft sleep or I don't know that kind of sleep. Now, but I'm just talking general now, just brought up. So don't do normal things, don't do average things. There are people who can sleep standing. Don't do normal things. Joseph was an extra miler. When Pharaoh told him about his dream, he didn't just interpret the dream and stop there. He went forward. There will be 7 years of famine that will be preceded by 7 years of plenty. That is what your dream is. Normal people will finish with Pharaoh there. You told me to give you your interpretation. That whole, here is your interpretation. And then Pharaoh will say, thank you. What a good boy. Please give him 10,000 naira and investigate the reason why he's in the prison. Let's see whether we can release him. So please take him back. He would have returned back to the prison. But he stood there and said, I will see Pharaoh and still go back to the prison. No way. No way. No way. No, it can't happen. That door of the prison has opened for me once. It won't open twice. It has opened once and once is exit. I am not returning back to that prison. I cannot go back to that prison. There are people here, I am announcing to you, you are not returning back to your captivity. You are not returning back to your captivity. Shout the loudest, amen. Remain standing. So he went the extra mile. Pharaoh, I'll give you your interpretation, but I will not do you justice if I left you in confusion. This is what to do. 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 Look for a wise man. Look for a wise man. Who can do this? Who can do that? And Pharaoh looked at himself and said, how can you prescribe it, the medicine for me, and you ask me to get another physician to implement the treatment? You have given me diagnosis, you have given me therapy and treatment, and you're asking me to call another physician to execute a prescription. You say I need a laparoscopy or a laparotomy or a HSG, or I need this or that, and you are asking me to go and look for somebody who will do it. No way. You are the prescriber. You go ahead and execute the treatment. Extra miler. Don't do normal things. Walk in the premises. You saw paper on the ground, harvest it. Normal people will walk and pass. Normal people will throw food out of the car. You don't do that. You don't do that. Am I communicating at all? Normal people will pray. Jesus said, can't you wait with me even 1 hour? That is, 1 hour is average. Normal people struggle to even reach that average. He said, you exceed the average. I am telling you, this extra mile principle was what delivered David. And it doesn't matter what realm it is. Just anything you find yourself doing, don't do the regular things. Don't do the normal things. Don't do what everybody, just exceed. Go beyond. Everybody can collect salary, and I said I will not collect salary. Everybody can ask everybody for tithe and not pay, and I say I'm going to give my tithe. Everybody can ask people to sacrifice in church and not give sacrifice, and I say I will take the lead in the sacrifices. Oh yes. And I'm saying that I am not sure whose number of checks enter this church more than the pastor's check. That is as frequently as possible. Do you understand what I'm saying? I cannot expect somebody to believe in a vision that I claim that God gave me more than myself.
I don't know how many people have flattened the whole of their account in multiple zeros.
I flattened through accounts under God in the construction of this house.
What moved out of those accounts can give me any realm of anything because of this project. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you can't do normal things and expect extra result.
Help her there.
We have the next 10 minutes and you are going to pray. Lord. The other day, I got a first fruit. And that first fruit, that is a first, a particular income entered my hand in many figures. I'm not touching it all back to work. This is like 4 weeks ago. After about 48 hours, that income returned back twice. And then I said, all of it back. One day my wife said, you have given all the time. And I said, yes. She gives too. She's a very dangerous giver. I said, this is not donation. I'm not assisting Dunamis Church. I'm sowing for my destiny. It's not a help. And it's not because I'm the pastor. I sow like that in other places. Especially those that I'm under. I'm not helping the church. It's not that there is a need for building or a need for road to be done. That so let me, the accounts are struggling, so let me assist them. If I see it as an assistance, there is no harvest. Since it is my vision, let me assist it to succeed. Harvest lost. No, it's not an assistance. It's not a donation. It's not a contribution. It's a covenant practice of giving. And it answers me like fire. Pastor, whenever you are constructing and you have it leading to sow your car, don't consider it as a help. Don't let the account people thank you. Oh, Pastor, thank you so much. You are helping us so much.
Let it be God.
Is God speaking to somebody here? When you go in between this morning and evening session, go through these 8 points and identify action points. When you come to this last number, this go the extra mile. Father, which area am I meant to go do an extra thing? What am I doing that is normal, that is average, that I can do extra? What is it that I can do extra? Who should I release in my past? Where can I plant a seed of goodness in somebody's life? Lift up your hands, people.
That is, you already have the presence of God. You have the mantle of your Father. Still go the extra mile if you are going to see the results. Lift up your hands.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, oh Lord, blessed be the name, oh Lord, blessed be the name, oh Lord, blessed be the name,
blessed be the name,
oh Lord,
blessed be the name,
oh Lord,
blessed be the name.
Oh
Lord,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Oh Lord,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name.
Blessed be the name. Oh Lord,
blessed be.
Blessed be the name.
Oh Lord,
blessed be thy name.
Oh, two more times.
Lord,
blessed be the name.
Blessed be thy name.
Oh Lord,
blessed
be thy name. Oh Lord,
blessed
be thy name.
Oh Lord,
blessed be thy name.
Blessed be thy name.
Oh Lord, blessed be thy name. Oh Lord,
blessed be thy name.